Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Demographics. On the farm, we're getting older, and now is the time to start thinking about transitioning the family farm in an orderly fashion.
Well, absolutely. With the age of farmers across the country increasing, we have to think about the next generation of farmers and making that transition from one generation to the next, and not waiting for, I would call, a qualifying event like a death to make that discussion happen in the family. There's a lot of transition and succession planning that needs to take place before someone dies.
Ohio State Extension educator David Marison on transitions. At a session of the recent Cattlemen's Association convention, he recommends an outside advisor.
Absolutely. Sometimes we are bullheaded when we're in farm families. Maybe only my family is that way, but I'm sure there's other farms that may have that problem where, because it's a family business, there's a lot of family history that is tied to the business. So some of those outside factors tend to cloud our ability to hear different communications from one another. So if you have an outside person, professional, that's able to help you, maybe you can help people get through the past hurts and get down to what they really need to talk about. And that is, how do you actually transition this business the best way?
We'll be right back.
Winter driving is most dangerous on wet roads when the temperature is at or below 32 degrees. Hello, this is Trooper Dean Patterson of the Kentucky State Police. If you must travel during inclement weather, slow down and take your time. Tell others what routes you will take and when you plan to arrive. Don't assume that roads that are treated with salt are safe. There might be slick spots. Keep your gas tank at least half full to prevent your gas line from freezing and to use to run your engine in case you get stranded. This winter, drive like your life and others depends on it, because it does.
Farm transitions, they aren't easy, but says Ohio State's David Marison, they can be a lot easier when family communications start early.
I think the biggest mistake that farmers make is the idea that, well, they can deal with it when I'm gone, and they don't ever communicate their wishes and their desires back to the entire family. And they may have an idea of what they want to happen to the business, but if it's not communicated effectively to all members of the next generation, then there may be some infighting that happens afterwards, people contesting wills, brothers and sisters, and countless of them across the country that don't speak to each other now because of what happened with the farm transition. So the most important thing is to communicate your wishes to your family. And that goes from the senior generation to the junior generation, as well as the junior generation back up to the senior generation.
The farm transition, a delicate but important discussion to start now. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.